Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
In Dollhouse Radio Land, so I can't do that. So just watch out for Twitter later. I'll have something special for you. But I am Sammy Brooks, and you have tuned in to the... Oh my gosh, I almost got hit by another truck. The Sammy Cocktail Hour, and of course, I'm driving again during the start of the show. So today is going to be amazing and fabulous, and I'm thinking, since James Acevedo is my amazing special guest co-host today, which I love and adore so damn much because he's saving my ass again this week. But he is here. And before we, you know, give all these yummy announcements on why today we're doing the show on a Tuesday, I'm going to have James do the Dollhouse Radio announcements while I turn this corner up here so I don't hit any cars. James?
Hey, how you doing? Once again, you're on the move, as always. What is this?
You know what? I'm telling you.
What's going on with you? Where you are, Daya?
I'm right.
You're always out all the time. What's going on? It's damn.
Yeah, I'm right in front of a strip club, too. So,
hey,
you know,
perfect timing. I love it.
I would go in, but I don't have my no makeup on, so I'm not going in.
You look fine. And by the way, thank you for those kind words. That's very sweet of you. Your ass is definitely worth saving, my dear.
Aw, thanks. You wouldn't have thought so yesterday. Oh, my gosh. You would have been like, woman,
what's up with you?
Yes.
What the hell? Holy. You and alcohol got something going on. Damn.
I'm telling you. My birthday was a long-ass day. It was, we started the bubbly at 7 in the morning.
Damn, 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Wow. The 7 in the morning yesterday you're talking about.
No, not yesterday, on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Damn. So
you
were day drinking and night drinking.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. That was like I was in Vegas. Too many hours. Way too many hours of drinking, I'll tell you what. Oh, my God.
So before we talk about all of this stuff, let's get to the Dollhouse Array announcements by Executive Dollhouse Radio Executive Assistant Angela Royal. So, in the words of Sammy, matter of fact, let Sammy do this. You know, I like how Sammy does. It's her show. Sammy, do the usual. Go ahead. You do it.
All right, Miss Sexy Angela, why don't you take it away with all your fabulous Dollhouse announcements?
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Please email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joelle, Takara, Spliff Star, Griffiths the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Come celebrate 6 years in online radio with us as we turn up for Anniversary Week, Monday, July 20th through Sunday, July 26th. Enjoy special guests on all of our shows and much more. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Thank you, Ms. Angela. Oh my gosh, that sounded so better than the last announcement.
Oh yeah, because the other one was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
So
oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah. You could actually hear her this time. Because her voice is so damn sexy. Like, she has the sexiest voice.
Yes, she does. It sounded like the music was very distorted, and it was too, you know, very over volume, you know, if that's a word. You had to, like, lower it yourself on the board just so you can hear it correctly. That's why that's what I did with the last one. But this one, I had to play cautious because I didn't know there was a new announcement. I had no idea there was a new Dollhouse announcement. So I put it low at first because I didn't want to hear. Oh, my God. That's scary, everybody, if they're driving in the car or something. Like, what the hell?
Oh,
and
that's so funny you just said that, because right before I dropped Chanel off at work a second ago, I called into the show and I forgot to tell her that I had it on speaker. And then she said, you tuned her Dollhouse Radio. Scared the living shit out of her. She dropped what she had in her hand. So funny.
Imagine she would have heard, like, the beeping sound. She wasn't in the car when you were on my show Friday when I did the beeping sound effects, you know, the car horn.
Oh, yeah, she was in the truck. Yeah. She was just looking at me, shaking her head. She's funny. I'm like, I know. That's why we're friends.
Yeah. She has great taste.
Oh, my God.
She's like a mother. Yes. By the way, let me say to you, in all seriousness, before we continue, happy anniversary with your Sammy's Kata Hour, formerly known as Sammy's Cooking Cooking with Ms. Brooks, as I
think
is correct. It's unbelievable. Can't believe it's been a year since that show started. You've actually been on a year and 2 months because you started with me on my Ben Stormer's live show. But as far as your own show that started, eventually opened the door for webcamming with Sammy Brooks and Sage Montana. It's awesome. You have done kick ass. You have blossomed before our ears because we can't see you when you do the show, so we have to say blossomed before our ears. You are so awesome, and I'm so happy and proud. Oh, don't be crashing now.
No, I almost missed my exit.
you almost reached your exit. You know, I'm being a serious, you know, conversation with, you know, I'm showing my serious side, which is rare, especially when I'm on the air sometimes, because I like to have fun.
I know.
And I'm being serious and stuff, and Sammy's like, oh shit, oh no, don't tell me, Sammy. We don't want to, oh no, Sammy. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Right?
No, we don't need that.
Yeah, we don't want that.
We don't want that.
Heck no. Oh my gosh, I'm an idiot. I did take the wrong exit. Idiot. Yeah. I swear.
You deserve this right now.
I swear to Jesus.
Wrong turn, Clyde. Wrong turn, Clyde. I said right.
Oh
right turn,
my God.
Clyde.
Literally, you would think. I've been living in this house now for almost 2 years. You would think I would remember the freaking exit.
Yeah, I would think so. So, you deserve, by the way, in all respect to all seriousness, you deserve a round of applause.
Oh my God, you fucking asshole!
Uh-oh, some idiot comes to us?
Yeah!
Oh, man.
Oh my God!
Fucking
but
asshole.
The dude...
Take this.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Use your horn. Oh. Asshole.
Right?
Why don't you look where you're driving, dick?
Oh.
Was a guy
yeah.
over
there? Yeah. Well, I think it's a girl, but at least she's driving. Or it's driving.
What a shock.
Whatever it is, it's not human.
Just keep it real. What a shock. It's a woman. Anyway.
Okay, I'm better.
Come on away, bitch. See, Sammy,
hey, get out the way, bitch.
Like, what's his name? Well, homeboy, that song back in the day, get out the way, get out the way, move, bitch. You know, I forgot, damn, I can't believe I got his name. Ludacris, yeah, that was Ludacris, yeah. Get out the way, get out the way, move, bitch. Get out the way, get out the way, move, bitch.
Oh, it's a dude driving.
It's a what?
It's a dude that cut me off.
Oh, so it's,
Yeah, what you gotta say now?
Yeah, well, move. I still say move, bitch. Get out the way. Move, bitch. Trying to ruin our fucking party.
Yeah, trying to ruin our party.
Just like
I know, it's cocktail hour, and I don't even have a cocktail.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, we got a special, shout out, you know, because people are so excited that, Sammy's cocktail hour has approached the 1 year anniversary mark, which is exactly this day. It was exactly
today.
So obviously last year was on a Monday because that's what the show is always on a Monday. So the only reason we're here on a Tuesday, well, for two reasons. One, Sammy wanted to have it exactly on the anniversary day, if it was possible, which it was, thanks to India Morrell.
Thank you, India.
Dollhouse Radio. And the other reason, which we'll get to very shortly, is because she got very shit-faced during her birthday weekend. So that's why she needed an extra day to recover in order to give you, the audience, a proper, coherent broadcast. Because otherwise, it would have been like, oh, what the fuck I'm doing on here? All right, this is Sammy's cocktail hour, and I'm Sammy, and this motherfucker here is James. What the fuck you want? You want to do a show? Fuck you! I'm drunk, damn it!
God.
I have a fucking hangover. Leave me the fuck alone. Ah, shit. Excuse me.
Even when I'm having a bad day, I'm still in a good mood. Like, I still
oh, really?
Would have been all chipper and... Oh,
That I have to see.
I was like, we had people stop over at the house yesterday, and I was like, dead on the couch, basically, but I still got up, and I mixed their drinks for them, and I was nice and hospitable, and I was still cracking a few jokes, but I felt like crap.
That's good, so you don't let that stand in your way of your great personality. So, by the way, we have a special radio drop before you get into a road rage incident.
Yes.
By the way,
go ahead.
By the way, are you home, before I play this, are you almost home or no?
In about, within the next 5 minutes, 5 to 8 minutes, I'll be home.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, if these idiots get out of my way.
Yeah. Well, here's a special radio drop shout out for the 1 year anniversary of Sammy's Cocktail Hour, formerly known as Cooking with Miss Brooks.
Yes.
This is Trump.
Oh boy, here we go.
Happy anniversary,
oh my
God. Happy anniversary.
I knew it.
Happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary. But be careful you don't fill it. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Oh, my Atlanta.
Oh, wait. Encore? Wait, you say encore? Yes, why not? This is for Sammy.
Oh, my God. Somebody help me.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Ain't that nice?
Oh. I'm going to apologize now because when I go into the house, you guys might hear my two little dogs screaming like Tasmanian devils.
Oh.
Because I lost them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mommy. Mommy. Mommy, you're home, Mommy.
It's ridiculous.
Mommy.
Oh, my God.
It's bacon. It's bacon. Bacon. Where's the bacon? Shut up. Oh, my God. You're so annoying. Oh.
Here is failure to communicate.
Yeah, we don't need that.
You're a dork.
But you love this dork. Yes.
I do. I do.
So I'm glad you got home safe. It's good to hear you on the air. Get home safe to your...
Yes, safe
the
and sound.
Residence. Yes, at the Brooks residence.
Yes.
The 20-acre estate that you have.
Yeah, right. I'm not one of the Beverly Hills housewives.
You gotta tell the watchman, no, it's Mr. Brooks, it's me. You don't have to shoot. It's me. You know, you got your guards at the watchtower and you know, guarding. Oh, there they go. See, doggies. There they go. See,
that's my daughter's dog.
Oh, that's the one you really can't see.
I'm gonna go to the office. Hey,
shut up.
People are probably listening to this show and they're like, what the hell is going on with this show?
I wonder because ghosts have great hearing. When I played that song, I was like, the hell is that? Woohoo! Intruder dog! The hell? The ghost dog! Holy crap.
Oh my goodness.
But anyway, in all seriousness, you're the host.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I totally took over your show. That's not cool. I am sorry.
No, it's okay because I was driving, so that's okay. No, that's a good thing.
So now that you're home, we're into serious talk right now. What are your thoughts of having your Sammy's Cocktail Hour, formerly known as Cooking with Ms. Brooks, reaching the 1-year anniversary? What are your thoughts as we speak?
Honestly, what's funny is I didn't even realize it. It was, maybe 3 weeks ago I'd realized it. And then I go back and I'm looking and I'm like, holy crap, it's been a year already. And I will say I'm so glad we went from Cooking with Ms. Brooks to Sammy's Cocktail Hour, only because of the fact that I think it's more fun and it's just more, I like the sound of it better. And it's just, I don't know, it just makes more sense doing it this way, especially since I never stay on target with the topic.
Join the club.
Never. Yeah. I never do.
I do that sometimes too. Right turn, Clyde.
It's been awesome, and I have to say thank you so much for letting me, you know, be your co-host, you know, over a year ago on the Benchwarmers Live Show, because without me doing that, then I never even would have thought about doing this on my own. So kudos to you for, you know, letting me be your sidekick.
Yes,
everybody, just so you know, the Benchwarmers Live Show airs every Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern right here live on Dollhouse Radio. And the best part is it's mostly about sports, but it's also about adult talk with yummy porn stars and everything in between.
Yes, absolutely. And Alana Evans will be back this Friday after coming
back. Oh, is she? Oh, good.
A great Comic-Con trip. If you follow her Twitter page at Alana Evans XXX, she has an interesting tale to say. I mean, she put it out.
Oh,
there,
does she?
I definitely got to put. I got to bring it up to her on the show Friday. You don't want to miss it. 2 p.m. this Friday, Eastern Standard Time. Alana Evans comes back. But
nice.
As I say, we'd never forget your first thing. You're the original co-host, and it's been awesome. And it's been so great. And what a lot of people don't know, if I haven't said this already, the idea of Cooking with Ms. Brooks came from yours truly. One day.
Yes, it did.
Yes,
it did.
Not to pat myself on the back, but anyway. So one day I was just, not doing shit. And then I was like, Sammy always brings up on the Benchwarmers Live Show when you were co-hosting with me at the time about cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And you always brought up, oh, this is what I do. I make this and that. You got real into it, talking about it and stuff. So I was like, you know what would be a good idea? I mean, I know it's a radio show, but what if she hosts a radio show where she talks about what she cooks and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and about recipes and stuff like that. So I brought it up to India one day, and she was like, well, that's interesting. That's different. And she was saying things. I brought up to you, and you were like, I'm trying to remember. Were you, thought twice about it, or were you, gung-ho from the beginning? I don't remember. Were you,
No, I was gung-ho from the beginning.
Yeah, you were gung-ho from the beginning. Yeah. You're like, oh, that's a good idea.
I was ready.
Yeah, and she was ready.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, she was like, yeah. But she was like, and this is the truth, which I thought it was so sweet. She was like, on one condition, I will do this show. I was like, okay, what is it? You have to be my co-host. I need you as my co-host so that way I can learn as I do the show. And then once eventually, as time goes on, then you can go and then I'll have somebody else or whatever. you know, I have someone else co-host with me, whatever. And I said, oh, sure, no problem. So it was actually on-the-job training with Sammy. I was with her, I think it was only about 3 months or so. It was not that long. And then...
No, that's when I was like, you know what, I want to change it up. Let's do the cocktail hour. Because
yes.
It was like...
Now, how did that come up? Because that one, I don't know. I remember you just told me, out the blue, oh, guess what? I'm changing the name to cocktail hour. Is that okay? Like, sure. So how did that come up? Was that you or was that in Dave?
Yeah, it was... No, I was thinking one day, I was talking to Furby, and I was like, you know what? I said, I'm just filling the name. I said, it's just something's going to change. And I just wrote down a bunch of stuff, and then the Sammy cocktail hour part, I was like, that's perfect. I'm like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Somebody's always got to have a drink. And I was like, why not have fun? You know, started off talking about different drink recipes, and then now it's turned into where, you know, I try to have one set topic every, you know, Monday for the cocktail hour. And just, yeah, so I just kind of came up with it. And then Daya, she was like, oh, my gosh, I like that. She's like, that'll work. And I was like, perfect. I'm like, all right, changing it up.
Yeah,
keeping it real and changing it up.
Keeping it real in the field, as they say in the hood. Yes, and then eventually I left, which I had no problem because, you know, I wanted her to have her own show. I always believed in you that you can do it because you had the personality to do it. And I know you did radio before we even did a show together.
Uh-huh.
You've done radio being guests on other people's shows and doing a show yourself back in the day. So why not?
Right.
You could
exactly.
Do this. It's just a matter of getting used to because, correct me if I'm wrong, you never hosted your own show until this show, correct?
Uh-uh. Correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo, Mr. Acevedo. Yes. So it was just, it's so awesome. And I'm just so proud because then it brought in Melissa Dawson and Sierra
mm-hmm.
to replace me, which I was like, oh, please. I totally understand that. Because let's keep it real. You guys out there, I totally get it. I would rather hear either Sierra or Melissa with Sammy than my ass talking with Sammy, so I totally get it.
Yeah, but the today is perfect because it's 1 year ago that, you know, started
yes.
the show and you were my co-host,
first,
1 year ago.
I was your first
today,
co-host.
So, yeah,
like you were my
exactly.
Yep.
I know, so it worked out pretty good. And isn't that funny that on the 1 year anniversary for your show, Alana couldn't do it, so I was your co-host that day,
yeah,
and today Sierra
yeah.
couldn't be here. Yeah.
It's
kind of
so
funny
weird.
How it all
Ooh,
works
I got
out.
Goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
I got goosebumps.
Ooh.
It's just like,
oh, I
wow.
Give you goosies. Yay.
That's freaky. No, but that's awesome. It's almost like, listen, it wouldn't be. I mean, I would have been on the show anyway. Like, I would have called in. Like, let's say, you know, if Sierra would have been able
oh,
to.
Oh, right.
Or, you know, like the other time when it was my anniversary show, you would have definitely. Matter of fact, the original plan when it was my anniversary show back in May. And if I'm not mistaken, it's exactly the same date. I think it was May 14th, too. Like,
oh, really?
Number. I think so. I got to look again. But I think
oh, that's
so.
Crazy.
And, yeah, and the plan was, if anybody forgot, it was supposed to be me, Alana, with Sammy. And Sammy was going to be part of the whole show from the beginning with Alana and me. But Alana couldn't make it. It's just funny how it just
right.
fell into the way it did anyway. And it was.
Yeah.
So we had people calling in, and it was just so people.
I know.
It was cool. And all I did was ask, and if they couldn't do it, I would have understood. We had a good number of people calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Mindy.
Yeah, it was really
so
good.
Cool. The coolest thing that I remember about the anniversary show of mine was that your longtime friend, Mindy Mink, you had no idea she was calling
right.
in. And I knew she was calling in because she said she was able to do it. And then when she called in and... You were like, oh, my God, I haven't talked to her in such a long time. And I
yeah.
kind of, in a way, reconnected with your friend.
I know. It was awesome.
It was so awesome. And I was like, wow, I had no idea you two lost touch. I had no idea, you know, because of
yeah, I just kind of
schedules.
Yeah. It was just, you know, I had so much going on. I know she had a lot going on. And I just was like, you know what, I'm going to put everything on hold. Just get my life, you know, just got married, all that stuff. I'm like, I'm just going to put everybody on hold except for my personal life. Well, and
yes.
of course my radio shows, but.
Yes, and she is so awesome. And let me, I'm going to say this now. I'll bring it up on my show this Friday, too, because I know Alana wants to hear this. I told you this off the air, but she's tweeted this out, so it's not like I'm letting a cat out the bag or something, you know.
Right.
Somebody I know.
Hey, now. Hey, I'm at home. I'm at home. I can hit the mute button.
I'm messing with you. You know that.
I know
so
you are.
I love you. You know I love you, Jess.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody doesn't know, Mindy Mink, you know, she does, not only she works for Girlfriend Films and webcams, which she's awesome, like you. Oh, my
uh-huh.
God. But she also makes custom videos.
Yeah.
For her fans, which is awesome.
Yep.
So I was just, you know me, I'm always thinking. And then I just put it out there because it doesn't hurt to ask, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, Mindy, wouldn't it be cool if you do that for me? But and she was like, oh, yeah, sure. What do you want? Like, what do you want in your fantasy custom video? So, you know,
right.
Me, I was like, how about this? Make believe. You have a crush on me, right? And I'm your favorite, like, internet radio host, right? And you go from there, like, because she's very articulate. She can improv very well.
Yeah,
you know,
she
you ever
can.
See her webcamming or her custom videos, especially. Oh my God, she's very very good. So she
mm-hmm.
did it. It was a 12-minute clip, and it was awesome. I couldn't believe she actually said my full name a couple of times. What I did was I sent her a YouTube link of pronouncing my last name so she can get it right. So I sent it to her. She was like, oh, my fucking God, that is so – that last name sounds so good. I want to make sure I pronounce it right, da-da-da. So she did it right, and it sounded so sexy. And what makes this even better, ladies and gentlemen, the man – you know the Dos Equis man, they say the most interesting man in the world? I said, well, fuck that guy. The most interesting man in the world is her hubby, Sam. He is the one that films her custom videos.
Yeah.
And
right.
He did an outstanding job. She said it only took two takes. And she told me, you know what was the funny thing is? The whole time he was filming me doing this video for you, he was smiling. I said, that's my man. I said, you know what? God bless that dude. Because it was because of him that got her interested in doing webcamming and stuff. Like, well, especially doing the porn stuff. You're the reason with the webcamming part, because she always commends you for the webcamming. If it wasn't for...
She was webcamming before. No, she was already webcamming.
Mm-hmm. But she actually gives you praise for at least, I guess, telling her, like, the ins and outs, like, I guess, like, certain things, you know, behind.
I think it's because we did the cam show together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really helped because she was new to it. And so
mm-hmm.
when we did our webcam show together, it really helped. And people were like, oh, my God. And we killed it. We made really good money in 2 days.
Wow,
I'm not going to throw any numbers out there, but I'll just say it was nice.
It was very nice.
It
happy
nice.
Time. Now, I would like to find that clip. That must have been hot. That must have been very hot. Who you whispering to?
You know what? I don't know if they... what'd you say?
Who you whispering to?
Who am I with?
Yeah, I thought you were whispering to somebody.
Oh, I was. Oh, I was. Oh, my hubby just came in the office real quick. He was grabbing some stuff
okay.
for the boat.
Hey, what's up,
he's gone. He's already gone.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were saying. Go ahead.
What was I just saying?
Well, talk about because I was saying about Sammy. You and Sammy with that clip.
Right. And I think they unless somebody personally recorded it. StreamMate doesn't record any of our clips, so somebody would have had to personally record it and then put it online. But we didn't do any for Clips for Sale at that time. Yeah, but we've talked about camming together again. So. That could happen. We just got to make it the right time and the right place.
Absolutely.
Post show.
Post show is right.
Show. I know. I haven't done any girl camming. I think she was the last girl that I actually, I think.
Really?
I'm trying to remember. I think she was the last girl I had on webcam. I mean, I shot, you know, scenes, but I think she's the last on live cam with, I believe.
Wow, really?
I believe so. Yeah. Wow. And that was a little over 2 years ago.
Wow, 3 years ago?
Something like that.
2 or 3 years? That's not bad.
Something like that, yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I don't think I cammed.
Wow. So when you told me that, you said StreamMate doesn't keep, right? That doesn't keep the...
Yeah, StreamMate, they don't record the videos like all the other ones do. They'll record video clips of girls. But yeah, StreamMate, they don't, unless somebody, you know, takes their cell phone, and which they do all the time.
Wow.
People do all the time.
Yeah, when you said that, this is what I heard in my head when you said that. I can't see it.
That's a sound effect.
Damn it. God damn it. That's
okay. You'll see some fun stuff soon to come.
That would be cool. That would be so cool. So let me ask you this. I feel like I'm interviewing you. So
I know, right?
with the 1 year, by the way, you could call in, and now that we're almost, show's almost over, but I don't care. That's 646-595-4038 if you want to call in and talk to us. If you do, you have to press number uno if you want to talk.
Yes.
Okay, now back to you.
Yes.
Do you have a moment of, is there anything that the first, anything pops in your head within the last year that you remember doing your own show when it comes to Sammy's Cocktail or when it was Cooking with Miss Brooks that was funny as hell that you can remember or something weird that happened?
Oh, yeah, the day that I hit the wrong song and when I went to hit an exiting song and it was me and Sierra and I hit, you know what it is, which, or what, that intro or whatever it was or drop. And we get done, and I'm waiting for the song to stop, and all I hear about is this girl going down on another girl, and I'm like, what the hell did I do? I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be in trouble. And
hilarious.
I think, weren't you the one that stopped? Did you stop that, or did somebody stop it? I think it was you.
I don't remember. I don't recall, actually.
Oh, maybe it was me.
Yeah, I think you just ended the show or something like that. Because I remember,
I think
going,
I must have.
Yeah, but it was just so funny. I wish I remembered the actual person's name because I would have played that shit right now.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I could probably go through and find it. But I'm scared to mess with anything because I might actually hit things I shouldn't hit. That was one of the funniest moments over the last year. And then
I just wish I remembered the action. Let's see if I can find it while we talk. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of it. And then I guess that was the funniest moment. And I guess I've never had any bad moments. Like nothing that's ever been irritating. Only other than just Blog Talk Radio irritating me a few times when, I would try to log on and it wouldn't let me log on. But they've changed and updated things. It's a lot better.
Is it a lot better? More better?
Yeah, I think so. I think more better.
Yeah, more better, baby. But it seemed like you were having more issues with Blog Talk when you were doing your webcamming show than it was with this show, correct?
It was kind of even.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And remember when I was your co-host, how many times I would call in and we couldn't hear me? Like, I would just be stuck in Dollhouse Radio Land.
Well, yeah, what happened with that, until the beginning of this year, I couldn't run my own board, so there were times where...
Oh, right.
There was one show, which was my show, that you weren't on, like, the first hour, and I was like, oh, this sucks, and you're like, I'm here, but I can hear you.
Yeah, I was, like, texting you.
I was like, oh, great. I mean, thank God that I run my own board. It's made it so much better. I think it definitely
has. It really does.
My show.
Oh, my gosh.
And your show, I
think. It just makes a big difference because, oh, yay, they got the boat started. Yay. Sorry. We're getting ready to sell our boat, and, like, he hasn't been able to get it started, and I just heard it. Yay. Sweet Jesus.
Cool.
Okay. I would tell people what kind of boat it is, but all I know is it's a low, I think. I don't know what it is. It's a boat. It goes on water, and it floats.
Yeah, it's not a sailboat. You could say that, right? It's not a sailboat.
Yeah, it's not a sailboat. Nope. And it's not a yacht.
Shockingly, it's not a yacht.
Yeah.
I thought it would be, you know.
It's just one of those pain in the ass things where, you know, you take it out, you have fun with it, but then it's like all the upkeep cleaning it, and then you got to store it, and it's, you know, let's just get rid of it and buy an RV. I'd rather go camping.
Wow, considering that you live in an area where boating is awesome in San Diego, I guess it's just that you don't have
scared of salt water. I'm scared of salt water,
really?
And it's all salt water here. Yeah, I don't like, I don't like big water. I don't like big fish. If I want something big, I'll just be like, pull your pants down. Let me have it. That's the only big thing I want. I don't want big fish.
In other words, unless you're doing a girl-on-girl scene, you don't like to eat fish, is what you're saying.
Ew! 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 I like seafood when it's cooked. That's the only seafood
and
I
clean.
Like.
And clean.
Yes. Yes. Speaking of, I had a shit ton of crab legs on my birthday. Oh my
God. Oh, yeah, so talk about what you did the weekend. Yeah, bring that up. Yeah.
Oh,
we should,
my
birthday weekend.
Gosh.
Go ahead. Where did we start? Go ahead.
Well, Saturday we just, like, hung out, you know, had cocktails, of course, and grilled and had a few people over. And then Sunday morning, of course, started with Bubbly at, like, 7 or 8 in the morning. And then drove up to the Viejas Casino and Resort, and we just stayed there all day and then had a really fabulous dinner that evening and drank and ate and, yeah. Oh, but I got the most gorgeous tennis bracelet for my birthday.
Nice.
Yes, the Furby was really nice. And I kind of tricked him. He was doing something. I don't know what. Oh, he went up to the room to grab cocktails. And I said, I'm going to go down to the gift shop and, you know, and just look around. And I go down there, and I was like, oh, my God, that bracelet is gorgeous. And she goes, oh, you want to try it on? I said, no, if I try it on, then I'm going to be in trouble. And she goes, are you sure? And I was like, ah, shit, give it to me. And so I put it on, and it's, you know, what are those called? Swarovski crystals. And it was so sparkly, and I said, oh, shit. I said, okay, I'm in trouble. And she goes, why? I said, well, it's my birthday. I said, and so I'm going to ask him to buy it for me. She goes, oh, my gosh. She goes, if you go up to the front counter and tell him it's your birthday, you get a 25% discount. And I was like, sweet. Yeah. But this is how nice I am. I had his wallet in my purse the whole time and did not spend his money.
Oh.
I was nice, and I asked him first. I said, babe. And he's like, yeah. And I said, I found something. He's like, oh, shit. He goes, I knew I shouldn't have left you alone.
All right, how much is it going to cost me?
That's exactly what he said. He's like, how much? I said, it's not that much. And we go down, and he looks at the price tag, and he's like, oh. He goes, it's your birthday. Anything for you? And I was like,
oh.
He's like,
that's
happy
sweet.
Happy life.
that's so sweet.
Yeah. So it was good, and then our friends came up and joined us. We were supposed to go play bingo and go bowling, but I couldn't make it. Nope, it didn't go so well.
You couldn't make it out of the bed?
It was like, well, after sitting in the pool and the sunshine, and it was like, you know, and the drinking, no. But it was fun. I had a blast.
So that's great that you have fun. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so sweet. As you would say.
Sweet.
That's so awesome. Speaking of sweets, guess who's on? Perfect segue.
Aww.
When you hear sweet, that means it must be P, but not P-E-E. It's P-E-A. It's Sweet P Smooth, I call him, in his house on Sammy's Cocktail Hour. What's up, man?
Hey, Sammy. Hey, James. How are you doing today?
Awesome.
Fabulous.
Man. How you doing?
Great.
How are you
doing? I'm
doing
fabulous, too. I'm doing great, thank
good.
You.
Good.
Hope you had a great birthday weekend, and I'm glad to be
I
talking
did.
To you.
I did, thank
you.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Yes.
It was fun.
Yes.
It was,
Sammy couldn't stop talking about, Sweet Pea was so nice. He sent me all this stuff. You received, like, something, right, from Sweet Pea, right, Sammy?
No, it's en route.
Oh, it's en route. Oh, well, she couldn't stop talking about it. Oh, my God. But it's awesome. What is it that you get, if you don't mind me asking, Sweetie, you mind, what did you got for Saving Draft Day?
Does she want to know, or does she want to be spoiled, be surprised?
Oh, she don't know. Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know yet.
All right, then never mind. Never mind. I don't want to ruin
it. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay, never mind.
See, I could spoil the surprise myself and go on to my wish list, and then there's this little thing that you can click on to see what people send you, but that would ruin the fun.
Uh-huh. Okay, now who's to say you haven't done that, and you're just lying to us?
This is very true. This is very, very true. I like surprises.
But wait a minute, you just said, if I don't know, Sweepy heard the story about tricking your husband and getting a tennis bracelet. So who's to say you did not look into your Amazon wish list, which, by the way, tomorrow is a big, if you're an Amazon Prime member, I think there's like a...
Yes.
Like some
I am, and I have a couple things that I want to go look at.
Oh.
That Amazon Prime, I'm not going to lie to you, is worth the $80 a year, because if you want to get your stuff shipped in 1 to 2 days, and if it's on Amazon Prime, and it usually comes quicker than 1 to 2 days. And it's the most amazing thing ever. It is awesome.
Yeah, I heard it's real awesome. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, do they use drones? And that's why it comes so quickly?
Mine always comes by UPS. UPS guy, whenever he shows up, he's like, wow, he just, you do a lot of shopping. it's so much easier.
Now, when you open the door, what do you usually wear when you open the door to UPS, man?
Oh, well, if I'm not working, I'm usually just normal. Most of the time, I have on one of the business, like, T-shirts, because they're so nice and big, and I'll just throw on some sandals, and I'm just nice and comfy. Yeah.
Now, I'm really
laid back and chill.
So let's say, has it ever happened where just finished doing your show, you know, when I'm talking about your show,
webcam show,
and there's ding-dong, delivery from Miss Brooks. So you basically in a robe or something when you come to the door?
Yeah, because I would know, like, if I'm tracking a package. And no, the last time that happened to me, I just took the towel that I had sitting on my bed and wrapped it around me and opened the door, and the guy's like, oh, hi. I was like, hi.
Hey, hello. Hello, I have a package for you. I see my package is delivered to me. Wow, this is so awesome. Wow.
Yeah, my package doesn't come with a tracking number.
He was like, listen, I don't need a tip. You just gave me a tip.
Right? It's poking now.
yeah, thank you very much. When you open the door and the UPS delivery man saw you and he was like in shock, he probably was saying this. He said that out loud,
funny.
Too. He said that out loud, too.
Funny.
Thing about Amazon Prime is so cool. Not only that, but their channel, you know, their online where you can watch anything you want. You know, it's just like Netflix.
Oh, yeah, the Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's awesome, too.
Or whatever it's called. Yeah. I do that all the time. Because we've got it hooked up, because we got one of those smart TVs, so I can just log into my account on there, and it is the best.
It's so awesome.
You're funny.
It's
chilly.
I try my best. So Sweepy, how long? You're kind of new to Sammy's cocktail hour. Can you believe it's already been 1 year? You actually started. I was her actual first co-host before.
Nice.
Melissa Dawson, nice. Sierra Devi, and now it's just Sierra Devi and Sammy. Unless Sarah can't make it, like today, and that's why I'm here.
Right.
It's ironic how this is the anniversary show and I happen to be here. Yeah, I know.
You were my fun co-host. A year ago, we didn't have all the sound effects because we weren't running the boards.
Yeah.
And now, Mr. Sound, Happy Sound Effect.
Now we run our own boards, motherfuckers. That's right. That's right. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I can do this.
Oh, my God.
I can do this. It's Sammy's anniversary.
You're going to drive me to make a cocktail.
Well, hey, Sammy's cocktail is perfect. Hey, perfect segue. That is so awesome. But like we said before, I think running our own boards have made our shows much better. I think because when we see our fans calling, we could take the call. Because remember how it was so annoying that, you know, we didn't know.
Right. People would be tweeting.
I didn't even know if anybody listened, to be honest with you. I was like, do we have anybody listening? I have no idea.
Right?
You know, am I just talking to myself? But now, this whole year, it's been so awesome ever since we're able to take control of our show as far as running the boards. It's so awesome. So I think that's what made it better.
Well, yeah, not only that, it makes it easier for everybody because, you know, at the beginning, it was like, you know, Angela was going back and forth, doing so much, the poor girl, like,
oh
she couldn't,
God.
It just, you know, not everybody's schedule works, especially, you know, during the daytime show, people are like, I actually have a job during the day, I can't do it, and I'm like, shit, man.
That's true, especially with this show and with my Benchwarmers live show, 2 p.m. every Friday.
Yeah, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern every Friday, right here live on Dollhouse Radio.
yes, which Sammy helped launch with me, which is awesome.
Yes.
You know, we didn't have anybody to really run the boards at the early daytime hours, so it was even harder for us. Not to sound like we're crying, wah, but we're just saying we had to do what we had to do. We stuck with it. I mean, think about it. From May to December, which is a good amount of time, that's 7 months, I think it's correct. We didn't, actually a little more than 7 months, because 7.5 months actually, going by the first show I ever did, because it was the middle of May of last year, I had to tell Angela, look, when my guest comes on, please press the mic on, make sure Sammy's mic is on. I mean, it was a pain in the ass, and I had to wait for my own show link too. You know, it wasn't like I could create, that's another thing, I couldn't create my own show page, and now we can do that.
Right, and that's so much easier, too, especially, once again, for Angela, because it would, you know, we'd be like, oh, can you do our page for us? And she's probably in her brain thinking, damn, these people need to do this themselves.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine the emails and everything. Did you say, I would always feel so bad. I was like, I'm sorry, I just want to make sure you got the show link. Oh, you got, okay, make sure Sammy's mic is on. Okay, and I have a guest at 3 o'clock Eastern time. Can you make sure the mic is on? Thank you, Angela, appreciate it. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you. She must want to kill me. A lot of times.
What are you on? Are you on crack right now? I'm kidding.
No, I'm not.
I'm kidding.
No, this is
I'm
me joking naturally,
with you.
So imagine if I was on crack.
I know.
Imagine if I was on crack. I mean,
it'd be like the Tasmanian devil.
Are you threatening me? I'm Cojolio. I need TP for my butthole. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'll be sounding just like Beavis right now. I would never.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be scared to take that shit. I would never like.
Oh right.
That would be that'd be not cool.
Yeah, Beavis is one of my forte.
Yeah, and Beavis butthead laughing at that. How dare they? Well,
you know, I'm really glad you brought up Amazon because my daughter's birthday is next Wednesday, and I haven't placed the order for her stuff yet. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
She ain't listening.
I'll get on that today.
Remember,
I dropped her off at work.
Yeah, but that's because she was stuck in the car with you. She don't normally listen to the show, right?
Oh, gosh, no. She could care less.
I can imagine.
Yeah,
well,
she's like, Mom, I don't want to know anything about the outside world.
So how old is she going to be, if you don't mind me asking?
25.
Oh, she is going to be 25. Ugh. That was my guess.
Yeah, yeah.
You were like,
25.
I remember when I was 25.
Yeah. I know. And then my mom's birthday is Monday, and hers is on Wednesday. So, yeah, got July babies everywhere.
You know what? Wow, that reminds me of that time. It was on your show, if I'm not mistaken. maybe it was on your show or on my show when you were still close with me, when your mom came on. You remember when your mom?
Oh, yeah.
Was that my show or your show?
That was the Cooking with Miss Brooks show.
It was. Yes. Oh, that was so awesome. Yeah, it was so awesome.
I should have told her to come in today. I forgot. But that's okay.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. You should maybe one day. Oh, that'd be funny. Did I have her come back?
Yeah, I'll have her on. Maybe on her birthday, I'll have her on.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Oh, yeah, she's so cool.
Yeah.
You should hear Sweet Pea. Yeah, she's very, very nice.
So, hello.
She's very nice and naive.
Just like her daughter.
Oh, no. That, you don't have to worry. No, that part, no, I didn't get that from my mom. That would be my sister.
Uh-oh. That's still,
Nope.
That's still.
Nope, we still don't talk. Nope.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah.
It's all good.
That sucks.
Well, she's a moron. She's a moron, so whatever.
Yeah, she's a moron. And you know what? And I'm being serious. To this day, not that I would say it if I knew it, obviously, if it was kept between us, I have no idea what happened to this day. I just knew it was at your...
I haven't told you?
No.
I thought I told you. You'll have to remind me. I don't want to be
No, you're not. Oh, Sammy just dropped off. Uh-oh. Sammy just got dropped off. Uh-oh. Call back, uh-oh. Sammy. Hurry up. Hurry up, Sammy. 3 minutes and 48 seconds left. So it's me and Sweet Pea doing the show. Hopefully Sammy comes back on before the show ends, because once it hits zero, she can't call back in. So hopefully that's why we always tell everybody when we get the chance that if you call in before the time is up, you can still hear our show over the phone. Otherwise, if you try to call back in after the time is up, if we're still on the air going overtime, you can't hear us unless you're on the link. But if you're on the phone and you stayed on the phone the whole time, then you're good. But if you hang up and it goes overtime and you try to call back, nada for you. So hopefully Sammy...
Sorry, have a look.
So see, you're good. See, you're good because you called in. You've been on the whole time, so you're good. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah, so it's unbelievable as we wait for Sammy to call back. Maybe it was her sister to cut the line. Like, what happened? Let's see. I'm surprised Sammy hasn't called back yet. What is Sammy waiting on? Sammy, hurry up. I would hate for her to not be able to call back in to end the show. That would be caca. Let's see. Let me do this. I'm going to do this behind the scenes right now. Hold on 1 second. Call back. ASAP.
I'm right here. What the hell happened?
Yeah,
I got kicked off.
What the hell happened? You just got dropped. Like a bad habit.
Yeah. I know. I'm sitting there talking, and I'm like, I was like, okay, James isn't saying anything. Sweet. And I look at the screen. I'm like, my call got dropped.
So wait a minute.
You know what?
How long did it take
my
you? Were you just rambling on until...
Yeah, I was just rambling on. I was spinning around in my office chair just talking.
So what you were... Well, wait a minute. Let me just say, wait. Someone wants to say something to you. Hold on.
You big dummy.
Oh, my... Okay. I've got the mute button. Watch out. No.
And you blew it! You blew it.
All right. You were saying... You were saying, man.
You know what? We'll save it for another time.
Stop.
Maybe
it,
that
on.
Was. Maybe. No, maybe that happened for a reason.
Stop.
Maybe that happened for a reason.
Please.
Because
I was
not
saying,
supposed to be.
I was saying as a joke, maybe your sister cut the line.
That's what I just said. I'm like, ooh, maybe she's like virtually. Because basically what the fight was over is she was telling my, you know, I was getting married in like 20 minutes, and she had pulled the, you know, hubby to the side and said, you know, I am a biochemist, and if you ever want to get rid of my sister, I know how to kill her. And he comes over to me, he's like, your sister's crazy. I said, I know she is. But there was more. It's a lot. There's a lot more that goes into it, but that's why we haven't talked.
But wait, there's more.
Yes. But we'll, yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot more.
Oh, wow.
It's been going on for years.
Oh, so this is not something that just happened on your wedding day. It's just, shit that's
no,
building
she's just
up all
very,
these years.
She's very jealous. We'll just leave it at that.
Is she younger than you, right?
Uh-huh. She's 5 years younger. But I got the looks and the personality, and it pisses her off.
That is so.
Not my fault. Shit.
I think
she came from the mailman. I'm not quite sure.
I think Penny wants to say something. Sweepy, you were trying to say something?
Yeah, I just want to say I'm thankful to be part of your anniversary show special and part of the Dell House Radio family.
Oh, yes. That is awesome. Love it.
We definitely appreciate you, dude. Yeah, you've been awesome.
Heck yeah. Oh, he's awesome.
Absolutely. He is so awesome. He is so
Thank
awesome.
Thank you.
And, you're welcome. And we appreciate your support and stuff like that, and it's just so cool. And before we go, unfortunately, our time has run out. Is there something you would like to say, my dear? Not the plugs. I'm not talking about the plugs. I'm talking about just in general about your one-year anniversary show today. Anything you'd like to say to your fans out there who's been supporting you all these years you'd like to say?
Oh, to everybody. I mean, especially the fans, because if it wasn't for, you know, all of my fans, the name Sammy Brooks wouldn't even be anywhere. You know, of course, you know, my personality and everything, that helps, but if, you know, the fans didn't, you know, weren't intrigued and having fun, I would not have done anything that I've done so far. I mean, I never would have met you. I never would have gotten on Dollhouse Radio. So to all the fans, thank you so very, very, very much. And that's the most amazing part. And then also to Endaya for, you know, creating Dollhouse Radio, which is, you know, we're coming up on the 6-year anniversary next week, which I'm excited to say. I start off the anniversary week because my show is on Monday. So that's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Yes. I had to. Mm-hmm. I called into Wes's show last night, who does the Real Talk. You know, that's Heaven's brother.
Oh, right.
Wes. And he was saying, hey, we kick off the celebration of the Dollhouse Radio anniversary. I said, no, I have to correct you on that. That would be Sammy. And and they were like, well, hey, as long as it's Sammy, that's fine with me. Sammy could start off anytime. Because, you know, he has met you along with Heaven because, you know, when he went to the expo. Oh, this actually reminds me. Ralph Terry, who manages some of the porn actresses, you know, Ralph Terry.
Yeah, doesn't he manage the gal that I had on as my guest, Sammy Ross? Doesn't he manage
her? Yeah, he manages a lot of other people. And he asked me on the air, and I think I knew the answer to this, but since you're on here, I want to know.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to know, are you going to be at Exotica? I told him you won't be at Exotica in Dallas, but are you trying to go to the one in New Jersey in November?
I am trying to, yes. I would love so much to be able to do the November one.
See, that's
would
what I
Would love.
I told him that. He said, oh, that'd be great. Because I haven't seen her since the last time she last did Exotica. So, he said 2012 it was, or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Three years ago?
I think it was 11.
Really?
12, 13, 14, 15.
2011? So 4 years
I think it was, because that's when I first moved here. Yeah, in 2011. Long time ago. Yeah.
So that'd be awesome. That's what I thought, but I wanted to check with you. But I'll let Ralph know about that, because...
I just think I'd bust my butt because, you know, airfare is not cheap. I need to get back to work some more. get my ass to work so I can come see the Joyzy fans that I got over the East Coast, you know.
Not only Joyzy, but New York City is not too far from Edison, New Jersey, so a lot of people from
New York
and the tri-state area of Connecticut will come down.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely want to see you, including me. I will hope to finally meet
you. Heck yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
And Sierra wouldn't be that far.
No, Sierra wouldn't be that far.
Oh, my gosh, we could just have, like, a little Dollhouse Radio get-together.
That would be dope, like the East Coast version, yes.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be awesome to get a Dollhouse Radio booth for the Jersey show.
Oh, that would be awesome,
Right?
But anyway, we will talk about this a lot of times, so I'll let you lead the way of, you know, what you usually do, the plugs and stuff like that, you know.
Yes. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in today to my one-year anniversary here, which used to be Cooking with Miss Brooks, but now Sammy's Cocktail Hour, and we have to, you know, say farewell. So I'm going to let James give all his shout-outs, and then I'll give mine, and then we'll be out until later on this week.
Yes, I definitely got the song picked out for this one, for the end.
Oh, anyway, shit.
Yeah, no, it's nothing. No, it's not. I didn't find too bad. I didn't find that fucking exotic rider. That would have been awesome.
I'm glad you didn't.
I wish you could follow, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I am James Acevedo, the host of the Bench Warmers Live Show, which comes on every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with me and Alana Evans exclusively here on Dollhouse Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. That's YankeeM1973. You can go to my website, JamesAcevedo.com. That's ACEVEDO. Just Google it, you'll find it. And yeah, just keep following me on Twitter. I do Periscope sometimes. Follow me on Periscope. When you go on Periscope, just follow me on there. When you see me pop up, and you just press follow. And that way you can see everything I do. I do it once in a while, just like Sammy does. And yeah, just thanks to everybody for listening. And I pass the mic to Sammy, the host of the Cocktail Hour.
All right. Thank you, darling. So, of course, you guys, this show, Sammy's Cocktail Hour, is actually on Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, but today was the anniversary, and I was hungover yesterday, so we switched it to today. So, and it's me and Sierra Dye every Monday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, and then, of course, James always steps in when Miss Sierra is gone, and make sure you guys tune
gone.
In to the
she's in the air. Don't say gone, because I make it sound
well,
like
she's gone for the weekend. She was gone for the weekend, like gone,
yes.
Like...
Yes.
Yeah.
She's
I should be still in when she's gone.
She's in the
so
air.
She's gone.
She's
still in.
Yeah.
Jeez. I swear to Jesus, I'm going to jump through the phone. I swear.
Nice. So make my fantasies come true. About time.
All right, and then you guys can catch my Thursday evening show here on Dollhouse Radio from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, and it's me and Sage Montana for the webcamming with Sammy and Sage. It's very informative. We usually have some yummy, fun guest webcam models on the show. This week, I'm waiting to hear back from this chica. If I hear back from her, I'll tweet out who she is tomorrow.
Right.
Otherwise, it'll be me and Sammy. Or, I mean, me and Sage.
You have a tweet on that spot.
Talking to myself now.
Oh, wow. That'd be hot. Double the pleasure, double the fun. Thanks.
Right. And then you guys follow me on Twitter at SammyBrook69. Also on Instagram, Sammy_Brook69. And James is on Instagram,
yes.
JimmyAce73.
Thank
also,
you very much.
And you're welcome. And I'll be periscoping after I do my hair and makeup. So I'll be on there in probably like 2 hours.
Oh, I can't miss that. That'd be awesome. Hopefully, I see
yes.
you live.
Might accidentally have a titty flash. Uh
oh. Oh, that'd be sweet. Hello.
It's Tuesday.
Hello.
Titty Tuesday.
Yeah. Hey, oh, that'd be great.
Yes.
A titty Tuesday flash on Periscope. I like that.
Yes. I know, right?
And celebration of the 1 year anniversary of Sammy's Cocktail Hour. That's perfect.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, so much for tuning in. And I will be back Thursday evening for webcamming with Sammy and Sage. So on that note, James, I'll let you play the song.
Yes, it's Sheree Lurie with Mirage. And this
oh, perfect.
Because she actually talks about drinking in this song. That's why I like to play. I played it the last time.
Oh, nice.
That's why I think it's perfect for Sammy's Cocktail, just like your day drinking song, which I love. Anyway.
Sweet.
Sweet. Ladies and tomatoes, everybody, we love you.
Bye.
Again,
you guys are awesome.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Yes, and congrats again, my dear. You deserve it. Many more to come, my dear.
Thanks. Thank
and
you, darling.
Bye. Can't wait for titties.
Bye.
On Periscope for you. Bye, everybody. Ladies and tomatoes.